think we're ready, Esther. Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Wefald. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is holding a special meeting today on November 27th. We're in the hearing room of the commission, 12th floor of the state capitol. With me today are my fellow commissioners, Tony Clark and Kevin Kramer. Are there any welcoming comments from my fellow commissioners?
Just welcome. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to everyone.
And we have three items on our agenda this morning, and they're all in the portfolio of Commissioner Kramer. And so if I'll pass the mic to him.
Thank you. All three items on the agenda today relate, of course, to today's hearings. KC1, I move the commission adopt the order denying intervention in TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LP's application to construct a 30-inch crude petroleum pipeline in Cavalier to Sargent County's case number PU06421. I am so sorry. Are you trying to?
Well, I was.
We're not used to having a court reporter in our meetings. I can give you the motion.
Second.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no. I have some discussion.
Richard Starkey requested intervention status in this hearing. And the North Dakota Administrative Code, of course, provides that someone with a substantial interest in a proceeding may petition to intervene and be granted intervener status if, in fact, the petitioner has a statutory right to be a party or has a legal interest which may be substantially affected and intervention would not unduly broaden the issues or delay the proceeding. Our code, of course, states that the petition to intervene must set forth the grounds for intervention and what the petitioner would contribute to the hearing. The issues established for this reopened proceeding are limited to the safety and public health issues relating to the water supply of the city of Fargo from Lake Ashtabula and the Cheyenne River. Mr. Starkey has testified in two previous hearings held in Valley City and Bismarck as an affected landowner. He is not a resident of the city of Fargo and has not demonstrated he has any interest in these limited issues. In addition, Mr. Starkey has inundated the public input file with numerous rude, sarcastic, inflammatory, and I believe somewhat potentially libelous email messages. His request to intervene fails to set forth any grounds for intervention and fails to state what he would contribute to the hearing. Furthermore, his request is untimely and unnecessary and would likely broaden the issues and or delay the proceeding.
I will be voting for the motion. However, I would like my fellow commissioners to consider striking two sentences in the discussion section. And the first one is, Mr. Starkey is not a resident of the city of Fargo. We have other interveners who are not residents of the city of Fargo, and so I don't think that that's necessary to have that in this particular order. And also the last sentence of the first of the third paragraph, Mr. Starkey has reputedly sent rude, sarcastic, and inflammatory email messages to the commissioners. I agree that Mr. Starkey has not controlled himself and has sent these messages. However, I think that has no pertinence to this immediate discussion. And so I would like to have that sentence struck. And so I would make, I hope that I would have friendly amendments to do so.
Were you going to make a motion to that effect? Or?
Well, what I was just hoping was that
in the order.
I can make that motion. Otherwise, I was just hoping that my fellow commissioners would just agree to strike those before we vote on it, and then we would vote on it as amended.
Oh. Well, I suppose we can discuss it. I mean, technically, you should discuss it after the motion, but I'm comfortable discussing it now if we wish. When our counsel drafted this up, he had come to me and asked about some of these wording type issues. I said I was comfortable voting for it either way. The motion is as it is, and so I'm comfortable voting for it as it is, although I wouldn't oppose it if it changed the wording either.
Well, whether it's in the order or not, they are statements of fact. The facts have been stated, obviously, in my comments about it, and but I don't have any trouble with the language being in the order either.
Okay, then we're voting on the complete order, and then I'll file a concurring opinion on those two things. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 KC2. I move the commission adopt the order denying motion to continue hearing in TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LP's application to construct a 30-inch crude petroleum pipeline in Cavalier to Sargent County's case number PU06421.
Second.
The Dakota Resource Council filed a motion to continue the hearing and to delay today's and tomorrow's scheduled hearings. My motion is to deny that motion. The Dakota Resource Council has been an intervener in this process, in these cases, since the very beginning. They have conducted themselves in the hearings with professionalism, with good counsel. They have been denied no opportunity to weigh in. They've had witnesses testify. But I find this particular motion of theirs to be untimely. I find it unprofessional. I even find it disrespectful, quite honestly, to the commission. They did not weigh in Fargo's request to intervene, which I found peculiar at the time, since Fargo's intervention and their their motion to continue and to have these proceedings long after the decision deadline was originally set seemed to me to be in the best interest of the Dakota Resource Council. They failed to weigh in on that. Furthermore, they supported the withdrawal of their own legal counsel. They supported that withdrawal after pre-hearing conferences, after being admonished and warned of the consequences of that. They supported that withdrawal less than 10 days prior to these hearings that we are scheduled for today. And then they come to the commission, you know, like 2 working days prior to these hearings, asking for them to be continued. To me, that just demonstrates quite honestly, poor legal practice and disrespect now that they have a new attorney. Today's proceedings, in addition, are confined, as we will be no doubt reminded a few times today, to the safety of Fargo's water supply, the issues as it relates to the safety of Fargo's water supply, its rights to the water out of Lake Ashtabula and the Cheyenne River. It seems to me that the Dakota Resource Council and the city of Fargo share the same position on this, so I hope my fellow commissioners agree.
I agree with the order, but I do not agree with the comments of my fellow commissioner that are not in the order. I do not think it shows poor legal practice or disrespect to the commission to make a request. The commission can consider any request at any time and make a decision on that matter. And so I agree with what we have in the order, but I do not agree with my fellow commissioner's comments.
I'll be voting for the order. I don't know if the intent of the request was purposeful to delay the process of the hearing. I think, unfortunately, that conclusion can be drawn, which is, I think, the unfortunate thing with regard to the motion and just how it plays with regard to the pre-hearing conference discussions and the affidavit that was filed and so on and so forth. And again, I don't know that was necessarily the intent, but it does leave that impression.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
KC3, I move the commission for just cause extend the time for designation of a corridor and a route to a date to be determined at a future time in TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LP's application to construct a 30-inch crude petroleum pipeline in Cavalier to Sargent County's case number PU06421.
Second.
As you know, the date for a decision was extended from November 2nd to December 12th to accommodate Fargo's intervention and these proceedings. December 12th really becomes an impossible deadline, given the fact that once these next 2 days are over, even if everything went as perfectly as it can, there still needs to be time for briefs to be filed, for response to those briefs, for proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and draft orders. And then there needs to be adequate time for the commission and commission staff to do its work, to review the record, and to draft an order and come to some conclusion. So this is an extension of time, a date to be determined later. However, the lack of a specific date, members of all of the parties involved, should not be construed as some sort of open-ended proceeding here. We will set a date sometime in the near future, and it is my continued admonition that everybody work as diligently and as quickly as possible while also adhering to good common sense practice and that we get a good order, appropriate order, when it's all said and done. So do not construe this as an open end to this these proceedings.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends the items on in my portfolio, Commissioner, and the agenda.
And that ends this special meeting for the Commission. Thank you very much.